booking a ticket and traveling somewhere again.
Yeah, definitely. You'll get the travel bug.
That's right. All right. Good story.
Yeah, thank you.
So, Harp, are you ready?
I am.
All right. So now I will interview Harp about her travel experience. So my first question is, where did you go?
Well, I was backpacking through Asia. And so the story takes place in Bangladesh.
Bangladesh, that's a really cool place to visit, I'm sure.
Yeah, it is, and their tourist slogan is actually, come before the tourists come.
So you got in there before the rest of the tourists.
Exactly. It was a really cool experience because there weren't a lot of tourists, and people were really curious and really friendly.
That's awesome. So what did you do while you were there?
Well, actually, the reason we picked to go to Bangladesh was because we wanted to go see the Bengali tiger in the Sundarban forest.
Wow, yeah, that would be amazing.
Yep, I've been obsessed with tigers since I was a kid, and I thought this is the perfect opportunity.
Okay, so you went to go see the tiger. How were you going to see the tiger? You weren't just going to walk into the forest by yourself.
That's the funny story, because we arrived and we were four, but two of us weren't feeling well. I was just sick and I didn't want to go looking for a tour guide. So I stayed in the hotel lobby all day with my friend, and our other two friends went looking for a tour guide. They went to all these different tourist offices and other hotels to try to find a guide. But what we didn't plan for was, first, it was Friday, so most of the offices were closed.
Really? On a Friday?
Yep. Bangladesh is a Muslim country, so they take Friday as their day of rest.
Okay, I see.
And also, it was some sort of national holiday for the next couple of days, so we couldn't find any tour guides.
Oh yeah, that would be really hard to book a trip during that time.
Yes, but the lucky thing was that because we were feeling sick and we were hanging out in the hotel lobby all day, we kind of became friends with the staff there. And they found out what we were doing and what we were trying to find, and they hooked us up with a tour guide.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was actually the owner of the hotel, who has a tour agency on the side, and he took us to his private villa where he had a boat that took us to the Sundarban Forest.
That's crazy that that hookup happened. That's very convenient.
Yeah, it was completely by chance, but it was such an amazing experience because we went to this beautiful home in a small village. And we actually got to go meet a lot of the villagers. And then we took this small boat and we went deep into the forest. And I have to be honest, though, once we got into the Sundarban Forest, it's got the mangrove trees, which have their roots in the water. So
yeah, I was just going to ask. I was a little bit confused. You're taking a boat into the forest. How does that work?
It's beautiful. I'll try to post a picture with this episode. But basically, it's the mangrove trees that their roots go into the water. So you're going in this boat through these small passageways with big trees. And you're really close and it's small passages. And I started singing because I didn't want to see a tiger.
You didn't want to see a tiger?
I got scared. I didn't realize how close you were to the trees and how close a tiger really could be to you.
Yeah. And do these tigers swim? Could it come out to the boat? I guess tigers do swim, don't they?
They do, and they could have come. So we got a bit scared by talking to some of the villagers, so we sang a lot of the boat ride.
I'm curious, what song did you sing? Do you remember?
We actually sang O Canada over and over again because we couldn't think of the words to any other songs.
That's hilarious. Okay, good. So in the end, did you see a tiger?
No, but it was still an amazing experience, and the Sundarban Forest is absolutely amazing. So beautiful.
Did you see any other animals?
We saw a couple of different birds, but okay. I don't remember the names of any of them.
Okay, cool. That's a great story. That sounds like a really interesting experience.
It was amazing and one of my favorite travel stories.
Cool. All right. Good. Well, thanks for sharing with us.